producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight. So here's the deal. Did anybody in my audience win the $1.5 billion Powerball? Kept on climbing. It just absolutely insane, isn't it? The Powerball for the nation and the Powerball drawing. It feels like very Willy Wonka-ish. The golden ticket. I say this all the time because I love odds. You know, we talk about numbers. We do the We Can Count thing on this show a lot. And you figure, what are your odds? You play $2 or $3 because you can always maximize too, which would be wild if you do the maximize thing. And then I think it multiplies that even more. The bottom line is this. If you bought a bunch of tickets, maybe you won $7. Maybe you won $100. Maybe you won $50,000 or $1 million, because you could win $1 million, too. But if you won $1 million, would you feel a little pang of regret, like, oh, one more number, and I want to hit that? I don't know. It's pretty crazy. And here's the thing. I'm just thinking this out loud, because the chances are, like, 1 in 293 million. It's crazy. I think they officially say 239. The number keeps changing. Doesn't matter. It's like insane odds. If you did win, you get a 9-digit tax bill. And probably the chances there's going to be more than one ticket. So then that would mean the pot would be split. But with such an enormous pot that I would say there's plenty of money to go around. Let's put it that way. It's craziness. All right, on a positive note as well, Iran released the U.S. soldiers. We kept being told that that was going to happen, and the ships were returned. But Iran is saying that they want an apology. There was a mechanical problem, and the mechanical problem led to the ships dipping into Iranian waters. That's why that happened, because naturally they're close in the Persian Gulf, but close enough that with this mechanical problem that pushed them right into the territory. So the 10 sailors freed. The Navy released a statement early in the day saying they'd been transferred to shore. They're no longer on the ship where they departed from Iran, and they were captured on Tuesday after the boats went into the area near a Farsi island in the Persian Gulf. So I'm sure it just dragged on for the sailors that were waiting, but we kept hearing they were going to be released, they were going to be released, they were going to be released, because what Iran found, and thank goodness rightfully so, is that the evidence that they collected clearly showed they unintentionally went into the Iranian waters because of the failure of the navigation system on the boat. So that's what happened. And so the Navy says they're investigating. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, says he has gratitude to Iranian authorities, you know, for their cooperation in swiftly removing the matter. And now Iran is saying they want an apology. Iran's foreign minister called for the United States to apologize for encroachment of American vessels, as he put it, into Iranian territorial waters. And an Iran naval statement was released from their own navy and blah, blah, blah from there. And it's weird. If you look at Farsi Island, it's just right there. It's in between Kuwait. And, you know, if you look at the map, I was looking at it today, and you're right there by Qatar. You're close, but that's where the boats are supposed to be. I mean, of course, that's why we're there in the first place. And with it being that close, that's what obviously happened. Another thing I want to mention, because we came off the heels of the State of the Union address and talk so much about Obama's last one and fix our politics and, you know, all that. It's interesting because a lot of you called, and it was kind of, I don't know, it was sort of hyperkinetic or disconnected, or that was kind of the feeling. And I read on purpose. I read on purpose some of the editorials, some positive, some, you know, negative, as we have teams here in the U.S., just like sports teams. It's you're on that team, you're on this team, and that seems to be the point of view. But what I thought was interesting is actually a lot of Democrats, diehard Democrats and supporters of Obama's, even if they've been disappointed by some of what's happened in his terms, they didn't give him great big marks for just having this great speech. And because it is like a speech, the State of the Union, especially your last one, because you're not pushing as much for what you want to do in your next years, your next term, your next any of that, because you don't have the years. I mean, this is it. It's less than a year and then you're done. So I think a lot of even diehard Dems felt disappointed by what they heard from the Prez. You know, when you get in that position, I mean, are you an orator? Are you an executor? I've asked this question before, and it's a great question to ask yourself, because remember, it's about we the people. What is it you want in a president? Somebody who's an incredible linguist, somebody who can manipulate the language and they just stir you to action, or somebody who takes action, protects the common man, has you feel like they have your interest in mind, even if they're navigating the choppy waters of politics in D.C., because it's a branch, executive branch. I don't know. To me, I'd settle for somewhere in between. They don't have to be a great orator. I just think they have to be a great executor. How's that? I discovered that's the word, a great executor, and more than anything else. Just my last 2 cents on the practice of making a speech or doing a State of a Union, the State of the Union address, and, you know, ultimately what that means. Okay, now we move on, because I love to zig and zag at the top of this deal, to something else that there's rumbling in the nation about this. You know, we do our nail the score thing, and we're coming to the end of another NFL season, hard to believe. But, yeah, we're close to the Super Bowl. We're like a month from the Super Bowl, even actually less than that. And so finally this was announced. As somebody who is just as passionate about our politics and business and what's happening in your world and mine, I absolutely have passion for sports. And the NFL owners voted in sending the Rams back to Los Angeles. And I know we have listeners who have written me emails about feeling ripped off, even if they weren't huge football fans, that St. Louis really got jobbed by the owner of the Rams. And, you know, he all along, this was the deal. He wanted to go back. Stan Kroenke really wanted to have the team back in Los Angeles, and I wasn't shocked by this. So they announced that either the Chargers will join the Rams if they want to. They have the deal until the 16th, so not long. And if not, then it's going to be the Raiders. So either way, somebody in those areas gets also ripped off. It's not as bad necessarily for San Diego, because you're going up, you know, what the traffic's like in Los Angeles, going up the freeways and it's terrible. But certainly for the people in the Bay Area, in Oakland, they're not making that, even though it's, you know, it's in the same state, it's like Texas. They're not going to make that easy jaunt around the corner to go and watch the Raiders. So I'm sure some of the Raider fans aren't completely thrilled about that either. It just goes to that whole era that we live in. It's bigger, badder now kind of thing. And sports is about money and power. What else does that sound like? All right, stay with us. We've got a great show for you. Hang through. We're flipping to the other side.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, hey, America. Were you the one in Southern California who had the big ticket? Powerball numbers are in. And somebody, at least, is a billionaire. Let's put it that way. It's been selected in that massive Powerball jackpot. I'll tell you the numbers because maybe you haven't checked your ticket yet and maybe you have won $1 million because other people have won some other loot. 8, 27, 34, 4, 19, and the Powerball is 10. So those are the numbers. 8, 27, 34, 4, 19, Powerball 10. So, well, from what I understand, the ticket in Chino Hills, California, that's according to a California lottery spokesperson, because you know how they know when they spit it out, the quick picks. A lot of people get quick picks, and so they can tell where a jackpot came from or if there's several others. Now, there are lots of tickets, I mentioned this, that would have 50,000, 1 million, 107. A million wouldn't be bad, would it? A million's a million. And then you pay the taxes and you still have a nice chunk of change after that. And I keep mentioning, and I mentioned this, that the odds of hitting it were so astronomical and the conversations were so interesting because the buzz in the backyard, which is what really America Tonight is about, was politics, yes, but Powerball, ooh, even more, yes. I even was watching something pretty darn late, and as I just mentioned at the top of the hour, where people are lining up like crazy to get their Powerball tickets. And when I say lining up, if it was a state where they have Powerball, not as big of a deal, but for example, in Las Vegas, they don't have it. So you have to drive 40 miles away, and there is a little convenience store that had Powerball tickets, or they sell them anyway. So they had long lines. It was like they were getting in line for a concert because people would actually drive. They live in Vegas, the land of gambling, and they would drive, if it was a big Powerball, they would drive to go get those Powerball tickets, so they were really lined up. Wow. Craziness, huh? I think here I want to give you a bucket of what's happening, and the reason is because you're going to love our next guest. We're going to talk to Mike Daugherty. And if you don't know who Mike Daugherty is, we've had him on the show before. He is a massive cybersecurity expert. In fact, he's been asked to speak and has spoken all around the world, has massive credibility in my book, no question about it. But he and I talk about specifically Hillary Clinton and what's happening with the emails. Is there going to be an indictment somewhere on the horizon or not? He's also written this great book called The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. So the conversation has definitely turned to Hillary Clinton when we talk about politics. And is she going to be handed an indictment? The FBI must have something, I think, if certain stories are starting to leak and circulate. They're investigating the possible intersection. And I wondered this when we talked about the Clinton Foundation, but the possible intersect of the Clinton Foundation donations, the dispensation of the State Department contracts, and whether regular processes were followed, they may have something here. They really might. That there might be something with the foundation, because there was questions over whether donors benefited from their contracts inside the administration because of her position as Secretary of State. And, you know, the foundation had grants and tons of contributions, well in an excess of $144 million in 2013, and that's the biggest number they can come up with at this point. So they're screaming, I would believe they would be, prosecution if they have something here, if they have enough hard evidence. If they have that, then look out. I mean, pressure is there. Pressure is there to pursue it. But they know accusing the Clintons, getting into court, making it stick, you know, the whole going through the process, they have to have enough evidence for that, where the two intersect. And I think the Clinton troubles are just beginning. And certainly it seems that way. Speaking of troubles over information, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, apparently didn't disclose a major bank loan, a bunch of them, during his Senate run. And the biggest was that he didn't report to the Federal Election Commission two personal loans from Citibank and Goldman Sachs, where his wife works. You know, think of his come-from-behind win in the Texas Republican primary and how big that is. So there, you know, does this taint him? No, but it's stuff that, again, a dump on not talking about those loans. But Cruz quickly told reporters who were bugging about it during the day that the loans were disclosed over and over and over and over again.
Left him with cake.
Exactly. Let them eat cake. He says it was an inadvertent filing question and that the facts of the matter have been disclosed for many, 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 many years. And what the deal is, so you know, they sold stocks, they liquidated their savings to finance his run. The total loans were less than $500,000. He didn't get any terms or any of that and has now paid off the loan. So they're trying to amend the filing, I guess, at this point. But, you know, once something is disclosed, that's when it really explodes. I mean, that's what happens. It just explodes. And this kind of exploded on him, especially with Trump, who now is coming after Cruz a little bit because he's probably closest to him in most of the polls anyway. And I know some of you will be sad to hear this. In fact, I got a text from my pal Joe telling me officially, and I had heard some scuttlebutt about this, that Al Jazeera America is shutting down. We had an anchor person on once from New York, and we had somebody also on one time from the Seattle area, but nobody watched it. And why do you think they didn't watch it? With all the choices we have, Al Jazeera America News Channel, it's going to shut down on April 30th. That's just a little more than 2 years on the tube. About 700 people would lose their jobs. And I guess the head, the president of Al Jazeera America, was pretty upset when she had to assemble the staff and tell them that they were shutting down because, you know, some people dropped jobs in local big markets to work for them, and they felt as though that they had separated themselves from the rest of the pack with good journalism, but, you know, in-depth reporting, and they had gotten tons of journalism awards, but the ratings were just completely anemic right from the beginning. And this is a business of you got to pay the bills. You got to make the donuts and sell the donuts no matter what the medium is. And they weren't selling. They weren't selling. They weren't getting the viewers. On a typical day, they had anywhere between 20,000 and 40,000 viewers. So they're making cuts and that's it. And they talked about the fact that what was really significant is the oil plunge. You know, the stock market was awful because oil plunged below $30 a barrel on Tuesday for the first time in 12 years. So, and it was another down day on Wednesday. Pretty significant because Al Jazeera America is owned by Al Jazeera Media Group, which is owned by the government of Qatar. So think of where the money comes. The falling oil prices have hurt big time. And Al Jazeera America launched in 2013, because remember this, I can remember being on the air and talking about this. Al Gore, I don't think, was really thrilled when the story first broke, but they bought Current TV from Al Gore for $500 million. And the idea was this was a sober alternative to sensationalism that is rampant in other cable networks. But the viewers just weren't there. You know, they had investigative units and documentaries and, you know, all that kind of stuff, but they just didn't have the horses watching, let's put it that way. And remember, this comes just weeks after Al Jazeera America broadcast that documentary about sports doping that linked Peyton Manning's wife to shipments of human growth hormone, and Manning, of course, denying all that, and two other athletes were also named in the documentary. They all filed lawsuits against the channel. Not good. Hang with us, everybody.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places?
Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On the show. Michael Daugherty is in our virtual green room. He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Mag. He's a board member at Snoop Wall, which is, of course, a huge cybersecurity firm, and the list goes on and on. He also has written a terrific book. You need to read it seriously, especially this audience. I know what you like. The book is called The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. That pretty much covers it all. And I know people are really wondering what's going to happen with Hillary Clinton now. Is she going down with this FBI investigation? So who better to have on than Michael? Hey, Michael, thanks for coming on.
Hey, how are you?
I'm excellent. It's a new year, and it's maybe a new day for Hillary Clinton in the opposite way that she was hoping to go. What does the FBI have on Clinton, and do you feel like, you know, they're going to, for lack of a better way to describe it, take her down?
Well, it's going to come to the perfect storm of a major battle. Obviously, someone like a Clinton does not go down easy. And so you've got 150 FBI agents, 50 of them temporary, working on this. This is really going to come down to a mega war if they decide that they've got enough stuff between the Justice Department and the FBI and their reputation being non-political and the law is the law versus the political machines politicizing crime and letting people get away with what Hillary Clinton would be getting away with. She's going to have a huge battle on her hands, and the Clintons fight like animals. So it's going to be quite a war because they're going to put Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch in a corner where they're going to have to make a decision. Are they going to let her go down, and with that, probably the White House in 2016? Or are they also going to go down with it? Because if the FBI thinks they have enough to indict, and they're not going to come with something unless they're sure, because they know the fight they'll be getting, and then they don't indict and don't move forward, if it gets blocked, you're going to see not just resignations, you're going to see leaks. Because the people in the FBI and the day-to-day operations people are high integrity, lifelong, dead serious people. And they're not going to have their life's work blown out to watch a criminal of that magnitude skate. And that's basically what we're coming to. It's a big, big, big showdown. I mean, you're talking the White House and legacies and the Democrats and corruption and, you know, what is a high-powered politician allowed to get away with? That's what's coming on the table here if they've got the goods.
I like that, if they've got the goods. And I don't know, you would think that, I mean, listen, they've been investigating this for a while, and you would think with now what's starting to be reported, we'll say, that there might be something there. It feels like there's a shift, and maybe that's just my thinking and my conversations with people inside and outside of the Beltway. What do you think?
No, they think there's something there, or they wouldn't be having these links. When Catherine Herridge, when she, someone of that level of credibility and integrity reports this, these are smoke signals. These leaks are smoke signals to Barack Obama and the Democratic Party and the Clintons and Loretta Lynch. You know, that, look, you know, we're not going to sit here and let you cover this up if we find something. And it's broadening to, it's not an email scandal anymore. This is really involving the Clinton Foundation. It goes back to Peter, I forget his last name, he wrote Clinton Cash last year. Really, the whole conduct of the Clinton Foundation with favors and pay to play, leveraging the power of Hillary's position as Secretary of State. Donation here, favor there. You can't do that when you are a government official. You want to play your power when you just have the Clinton Foundation on its own and be an influencer like a lobbyist or something? That's a different story. But there's no quid pro quo type of schemes that go on. And this is at the highest level. I mean, really, that's, again, what makes this such a big deal is you're going to allow people this level to get away with it. If you go back to the Nixon administration, one of the things that brought Nixon down was that the attorney general that he appointed wouldn't let him get away with it. And once he knew that, then the dig was up. And this is what's going to be very interesting. Is Barack Obama going to get in the boat with the Clintons and go down with them and take a risk that she get elected president so that he can preserve his legacy and a Democrat in the White House in 2017? Or is he going to at some point sniff the cord and let her go down on her own? And we know Clintons don't go down without taking people with them. So if they have enough to indict, just fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be juicy stuff.
So, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. We see now that we keep hearing that Biden says he regrets every day that he decided not to run. Is this because he's sniffing a dead body that, oh, man, is it too late?
What can I do? I mean, everyone, they've got other plan Bs. This is a shark tank. I mean, it's a shark tank, and the sharks are swimming around. And, you know, I'm sure he didn't get a phone call going, gosh, Joe, I wish you wouldn't. Gee, thanks. And so, you know, now that the worm is turning here, out we come. So, you know, and so he's like, I'm over here in the wings. Because you can forget Bernie Sanders. That's not going to happen. They know they'll lose for sure if they run him. And so, my goodness, we've just said Happy New Year, and it's gotten awfully entertaining. And, you know, it's amazing.
It is amazing. So, it's like you say, they know that Bernie Sanders can't win, but boy, I'll tell you what, they keep pumping out these polls. He is beating everyone in the election. But I always say this, there's polls, some polls are accurate because these pollsters make a fortune, or you wouldn't pay pollsters, or maybe they're running a scam over all of us, I don't know. But this is the results season, so we'll see what happens once we jump into the results season.
People take it seriously, right. I mean, he's sitting here saying, I don't want to hear about her emails. How are they going to backtrack that now? He's running as the outsider, yet he's protecting the ultimate insider and dismissing this. I mean, the whole shift's going to go down. You can't, you know, how do you think Carter got elected? You can't have this level of stuff. I mean, you know, the vast right-wing conspiracy is the thing that Hillary brought up with Monica Lewinsky, and we know how that wasn't that. So, you know, good luck there. I mean, it's because you got Donald Trump over here that it's just, he's got to be having the time of his life being able to point this stuff up. I mean, he is known as the Mr. No Filter. So he'll just be blasting them and going back for more ammo and then blasting again.
Yeah, absolutely. Having said that, and you know, I talked about the title of your book and what your book's about, you certainly have seen it from all different angles. This game has been being played for a long time, hasn't it?
This game was built about 100 years ago, you know, when you start allowing complete unification of power and agencies, and the playbook gets more and more and more and more sophisticated. And the reason the attention's going to smack us in the face now is because these people are deeply rooted and they're not doing their job. You know, we are not secure. We are not secure in cyberspace. You know, our defenses are not secure. I mean, medicine's getting screwed up because these people are politicizing everything and they don't have the decency to have a boundary. So while they might not even had a biology class, they're willing to mess with medicine. While when they've never taken a computer class, they're willing to sit here and say we're secure and everything's wonderful, and the next day we have a massive hack. It's becoming painfully clear, and you know it's gonna, and the public is gonna have to wake up. I mean, ultimately the founding fathers are gonna have the power and the people, and we're gonna have to make some changes and force change. This whole assumption that they're there to protect us and doing our job, and so we can just go back to our wonderful lives, obviously isn't working.
Yeah, I like that. Obviously, it's not working. All right. So on the other side of this, for the Republicans, how much does this benefit Trump?
Well, it's interesting because, boy, he just annoys everybody on both sides. You know, he annoys the establishment like crazy because there's a whole swath of Republicans, you know, that attack people, that hold people accountable because they're afraid it'll happen to them one day. And so you've got a lot of weak-kneed Republicans that are getting squeezed by other Republicans that are sick and tired of that. And you got Trump with these huge numbers. And, you know, you've got Ted Cruz waiting, just sort of lying in wait for that to implode. I think he would be the heir apparent to that crowd. That's also someone that he probably terrorizes the establishment more because he knows, since he's a lawyer and very aware of the where all the tentacles are. You know, it's fascinating to watch that. They certainly are thrilled that what's going on the Democratic side. It's a very shallow bench, not a lot of plan Bs. She's in serious trouble. But then you've got, then of course they want their power. Well, look, the rhinos sit there in the same boat with the Democrats many, many times, especially when it comes to corruption. And they both, you know, the Republicans pull the oars on the right, the Democrats pull the oars on the left, but they're all the same boat. Because they cover for each other, and they're trying to negotiate, like, well, you know, I don't want to get my other side mad too much because I might need them later. And it's all splitting the baby and compromise, which is fine for policy. It's not fine for crime. You know, and it's not fine for sinking the ship. And so it's a fascinating gig just to watch both sides have big problems. But look, this is how the political process is supposed to work. I mean, the founding fathers built Congress to be difficult and messy. And, you know, I'm actually glad some of this is happening as long as we don't have long-term damage to the country and the foundation of the republic, because it wakes people up. I think we have a lot of people in this country that come here and take it for granted, come here and feed off it and insult it. And, you know, or were born here with a silver spoon in their mouth, and I don't mean wealthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, smartphones and technology, and don't understand anything about why we have been who we are and why we are such a successful country. There's too many right now that just think, well, that's not right, so it should just be this way. And, you know, life just doesn't work that way. I wish it did, but it doesn't. So.
Absolutely. Yes, so well said. Absolutely, Michael. Great to have you on the show. As always, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, great. Happy New Year. It's going to be a fun
one. It should be. Bye-bye.
I got a 201 up in North L.A. A couple of perks, M9s and AKs. Loaded and locked, and I'm to the teeth. They got no fear of God, and no fear of...
find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to eight times faster. You could replace four of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
I took a trip in a Jiminy spacecraft, and I thought about you. I passed through the shadow of Jupiter, and I thought about you. I shot my space gun.
Perfect song as we skid across the finish line for this hour of America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy to be serving you. This is your show, Left of Left, Right of Right, or somewhere in between. If you won the lottery, congratulations, but I don't think the person in Southern California who won the lottery is listening to anyone, any show, anything. They're still in shock. Maybe somebody else won $1 million. 100, I don't know. A lot of people lined up to get tickets. I do know that for sure. All right, I'm opening up the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Michael Daugherty, intriguing. I trust this man's opinion. He and I have shared many conversations off the air and on the air about truly some of what you think you see is happening in Washington, but what's really happening. And he talked about it there. Hillary Clinton, the slant is that if the FBI is going to go really hard, they have to feel as though they've got the goods. So that investigation might have yielded something. Not sure. We'll see. We'll know. I mean, they're tight as a drum over at the Pentagon, I can tell you that. This is completely different, except for that if Hillary Clinton was elected, she would be the leader of the free world, but that may not even happen. Jack Alexander, hello.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I am good. I am busy, but I am good. How about you?
Well, I was hoping to win the Powerball for my birthday, but all I could manage was one number. But I actually got a bit of an I told you so coming your way, my dear.
Oh, yeah?
Wait a second.
First of all, it was your birthday? I forgot all about that. I haven't remembered anything, though, for a while. So happy birthday to you. 32, you look great.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes, I was born on Friday the 13th, by the way.
I love that.
Yeah. I got a couple of I told you so's from our various political discussions we've had over the years. Some of them to do with eligibility of candidates, including the current president and a couple of current candidates. What's now starting to make a bit of noise in the media? The eligibility of two candidates that I have repeatedly said don't pass the natural-born citizen test. And, you know, with Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, that's now starting to make a bit of news. But the one I really wanted to get on, because you said, and this goes back pretty much from the time you and I started working together, was what would Barack Obama do after he left the White House? And my statement to you back then was that he was bucking to be the next Secretary General of the United Nations. Do you remember this?
Yeah, we talked about it, yeah.
Yeah. And what's now starting to make news? He's wanting to be the next Secretary General of the United Nations. But here's the thing. The host nation under the UN Charter, the host nation being the United States, cannot have one of its citizens as the Secretary General. Now, that would mean that Mr. Obama would have to all of a sudden turn around and say, guess what, fooled you for the last 8 years, I was actually born in Kenya, and quickly run off and get diplomatic immunity.
Mm.
There's already the story out there that he is... already bought a mansion in a country that does not have extradition to the United States.
Yeah. I'm aware of that. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
So, things that I sort of brought up over the years that you said, oh, no, that had never happened. That never happened. Here they are coming to fore.
What do you want a medal? That's what my grandfather used to say. If he said, I told you so, do you want a medal? You win the I told you so medal.
Let's go back to my latest prediction that a deal has been done between senior elements of the Democratic National Committee and the establishment GOP, that if Donald Trump or Ted Cruz are the candidates, Jeb Bush will be the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic ticket. Do you now want to take that bet?
No. I don't want to take any bets. I think that there's no question from the, and I have good sources. I've been doing this too long, so I know. There's no question the candidate that the machine, I'll call it, the party leaders want is Jeb Bush, which is so insane. We have talked about that so many times on this show, and nobody has called Rush Limbaugh that I'm aware of. Nobody has called Mark Levin. Nobody has called Laura, any of the people that I can think of and said, oh, I am so all about Jeb Bush. He needs to be the guy. People always say the same thing. They always preface it. Geez, a nice guy, blah, 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 but he's not the one to be the president. He shouldn't be elected. He shouldn't be pushed up to the front. But it's like they're jamming it down everyone's throats.
Yeah, well, that's it. I always thought that the presidency was never meant to be a heretical dynasty. It wasn't meant to be passed down to future generations like royalty is.
No.
I mean, you know, we've had Daddy Bush, we've had Junior Bush, now we're going to have Brother Bush. You know, just like on the Clinton side, husband, wife, hang on. You know, isn't that one of the reasons why, you know, the founding fathers took up arms to kick the British out? Is to get away from that sort of tyrannical dynasty building?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, that's it. In a nutshell, absolutely. You nailed it. Yeah. We are simpatico. I agree. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, this is the deal. Couldn't we just, I'd like to see the common man get in who had a brain. Somebody that I felt really wasn't so tainted by the game of politics, but maybe the problem is you have to have, that's not realistic, because you have to have some skins on the wall, since the electability idea and how you run and all of that comes into play, but it's very frustrating.
Well, would you vote for me? Would you vote for me? Now, using Ted
Cruz... You're not eligible.
Well, hang on a second. No. Now, my mother is a U.S. citizen by birth. Now, if I can get that recognized, that citizenship and get it passed on to me, that would put me in the same legal category as Ted Cruz. Mother, a U.S. citizen... Father, not a U.S. citizen, and born in a foreign country. That puts me in exactly the same boat as Ted Cruz then. Then the only reason the citizenship hasn't automatically passed on to me at the moment, and I'm contesting this in the immigration courts, is right. That my mother didn't live long enough in the United States as a child.
Gotcha.
Now, we've already got... sorted out her citizenship. My mother is now waiting for the first time since she was in diapers, a U.S. passport. So we've got that side of it all sorted out. She is now officially recognized once again as a U.S. citizen from birth. So maybe in 10 years' time, you might be voting for Jack Alexander for president.
Oh, Jack.
You weren't a common man.
There we go. There we go. I love it. Jack, we miss you. Thanks for the call. He gets, what does he want, a medal? He gets a medal, okay? We'll just give it to him.
Yeah.
What do you want from me, people? Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.